With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
When you have a Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. This past weekend for Mother's Day, I'm treating my wife while grilling. I'm treating myself with a Miller Lite. Miller Lite, it just tastes right. Whether it's barbecue season or just celebrating a regular day with burgers and dogs, with a Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells great beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Whew, what a weekend. I'm tired. And we're just starting the work week. Come on in, stay a while. And yes, you can call me Mystic Dan if you would like to. I had people who were texting me right before the Derby. I'm betting on you. I go, I have nothing to do with this. No, no, you're a horse. And I go, okay. And then the horse wins. And they go, I told you so. And I'm like, well, congratulations. Great Derby there. Great finish there. But Mystic Dan wins the Kentucky Derby. Mavs close out the Clippers. Cavs close out the Magic. Basketball tonight. You got the Pacers in the Knicks game one. Timberwolves Nuggets game two. It's the return of Reggie Aloysius Miller Jr. III. He'll join us in the final hour of the program. Drew Bledsoe, he was on the dais for the Tom Brady roast. He'll join us coming up a little bit later on as well. You can be involved in the program in a variety of ways. You can dial us up. Operator Tyler is sitting by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this formerly award-nominated program. First hour brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert and retailer of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Use the Tire Decision Guide. See the full lineup of BF Goodrich tires. Special offers. Free road hazard protection. Mobile tire installation. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you. If not, if you're listening on our radio affiliates around the country, numbering over 400 cities, thank you as well. Fox Sports Radio, iHeart Radio as well. Play of the day, poll question, stat of the day. We'll talk about the Tom Brady roast. Have some of those clips for you. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs as well. It was a festive weekend there. Seton, what are we going to go with hour one?
Well, where do you want to start, Dan? We could start with the roast.
Let's do basketball.
That a T-O-double-D sent in one about the roast. Actually, you know what? And Marvin had a funny thought this weekend.
Marvin had a funny thought this weekend.
Marvin was funny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. Anything's possible.
Yeah. Who won this weekend?
Oh, I thought you were going to say who won the roast.
Yeah, well, the roast may have won the weekend.
Yeah, Tom didn't win the roast.
Yeah.
I kept wondering as I'm watching, why would he do this? Now, I don't know what he's getting paid, but I kept thinking, why would you do that? And then, who is next? What other sports celebrity is next? So, those were some of my random thoughts. There were some wild lines last night, and it was live, and it was a little too long, but it was live, and it was rolling. So we'll get to some of those lines. We'll talk about this a little bit more here in a moment. Let me just do this line here. You retired, then you came back, then you retired again. I mean, I get it. It's hard to walk away from something that's not your pregnant girlfriend. Nikki Glaser, ripping Tom. Julian Edelman was on fire. I mean, everybody. Belichick. Like, it was just wall-to-wall where they were crushing Tom. But I kept thinking, why? Why would you want to do this? And could you see Tiger Woods do this? Could you see Michael Jordan doing this? Is there anybody else on that? In that stratosphere, where they would go, yeah, go ahead, pile on. Now, maybe you get $25 million or whatever Netflix would give, you know, that person for a roast, but I kept thinking, man, that is brutal. All right, Seton, what do we have basketball-wise?
Well, there was a discussion earlier this weekend about, or earlier this morning about this weekend, how lucky the Clippers got.
To be eliminated on a Friday night?
Yeah. No one saw it.
No, they didn't. Did it really happen?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody cares. Like it's weird. It's like, oh, the Clippers are out. Okay. Now we wait till next year. James Harden, what's he going to do? Russell Westbrook, what's he going to do?
Doesn't seem like anybody's too broken up about it, including the Clippers.
Well, nobody's on the hot seat, are they? I mean, Ty Lue's getting a contract extension because the Lakers want him. Hey, you just bowed out. We're going to give you a contract extension. Paul, and he's going to take that instead of, you know, entertain the Lakers.
Paul George is basically like, I don't feel pressure anymore.
Nah, you know, I go out there and play.
Okay, so we'll try again next year. God, leave me alone.
No pressure.
Okay, we're going to try again next year, okay? It's not the end of the world.
Yeah. But they bow out on it. It's like it was scripted. A lot of times when there's a news dump, it's on Friday at 5 o'clock. You know, you want to fire somebody, whatever it might be, if you want a story to go away, Friday at 5. And then it kind of falls apart, dissipates over the weekend. And then Monday, you just start fresh again. So the Clippers get to start fresh again today, whatever that means. And who would want James Harden? Who's going to want Russell Westbrook? You got Paul George. There's other teams that'd be interested in Paul George. Kawhi, you're saddled with that. The good and the bad, the ugly with that. And Ty Lue getting a contract extension. It's like, you know, the Lakers' world's falling apart because they got eliminated. The Clippers, okay, we'll see how it works out next year. Yeah, Paul?
I don't know how to compare the Clippers. They're in a town where they're not in the top three or four in relevancy. You know, it's definitely Dodgers, Lakers, et cetera, et cetera. But, like, they get a perennial hall pass for underachieving. And they're not the, you know, the Clippers when we were young, Dan, where they just really stunk. They're always, like, decent. Second place, third place, first place in the division. It's like, but they get no hard criticism or coverage.
We had to remind or inform Marvin that the Clippers used to be terrible before he was born. Way worse than they are now. Back then, you were like, oh my God, you got traded to the Clippers. Like they were the Washington Wizards. It's like, what happened? Oh, he's going to the Clippers. Like the Cleveland Indians. Like, oh my God, I feel bad for you. And then Clippers got competitive. And it feels like the last couple of years, the odds would be they'd be in the top five to win the title. And I go, in what world could they be winning the title? They can't stay healthy. It doesn't feel like every game really truly matters to them. And you got guys making a lot of money, and they sort of go out there and play. You know, it's not like you go, boy, when they get to the playoffs, that's when they dial it up a little bit there. No, it's pretty much the same. Yes, Marvin.
So the Michael Olowo candy years weren't the bottom for the Clippers.
Michael Olowo.
They've made the playoffs 11 of the last 13 years. They're always in the playoffs, but they don't do much in the playoffs. They've been on Western Conference Finals a few years ago. It was like an anomaly.
Yeah. But they don't feel threatening. It's just like, okay, man, you bowed out. All right, get them next year. We're going to give you a contract extension. Your head coach. Okay. Yeah. Moving into a new arena. Yeah. Yes, Mark.
But for them, is relevancy a win? Because, like I was saying, when I was a kid, they were just the Clippers. They were just bad. Not as bad as when you guys were kids, but relevancy seems like a win for them. New arena, star players.
But are they relevant in a positive way? In fact, we know what happened. We know who they are, but we're not surprised. I mean, nobody's going, oh, my God, can't believe the Clippers are out. Like, you might say that a little bit with the Lakers, like, dang, LeBron and AD? Well, they ran into Denver, but with the Clippers, and they faced Dallas, and still can't figure out, you know, how to beat that team in the playoffs, nobody's shocked. There's no, I don't think there's outrage. Can you believe, they should fire Tyler? No, none of that. If there's outrage, I'm going to guess locally, but nationally there's not. I don't think there's a basketball fan that goes, man, I thought this was their year. Yeah, Paul.
It's like the Lakers are the older brother who's in charge of taking over the family business someday and all the pressure is on them. And then there's that middle brother who's just hanging out, not doing much, enjoying
his... Clippers are Fredo. Like, nobody... Yes. Like, you're like...
Yes, they're Fredo.
What happened to you?
Yeah. No pressure.
Yeah. Hey, we're going out for a boat trip? Okay. Oh. Yeah, Fredo.
Come back.
It doesn't go well.
Spoiler.
Yeah. What else do you have, Seton?
Let's see. We got, after one game, who do you like to advance? Ooh. The Timberwolves or Nuggets?
Well, I said, look, I'm not surprised that the Timberwolves win this series, and I won't be surprised.
Up 1-0.
Yeah. I'm not surprised, and won't be surprised. Now, the Nuggets are favored by, I think, 5.5 tonight. By the way, the Pacers are getting 6 against the Knicks, the Wolves getting 5.5. But I don't know if this is one of those wake-up calls where Denver goes, oh, my God, like, now they're real. Well, they have size, and that, you know, can keep Joker's numbers down, which they did. And you don't have an answer for Anthony Edwards. They have the sixth man of the year. Like, they're a good team. They're a solid team. And the question is, can you get that kind of performance out of Karl Anthony Towns and or Anthony Edwards every single game? Because you're going to need it. But I won't be surprised if we're talking in a couple of weeks that Minnesota has moved on. I wouldn't be surprised if Minnesota plays for the title. I would not be. Now, that doesn't mean Denver's not going to go back there, because I do think they have the best starting five in basketball. Yeah, Seton.
Minnesota, too, seems like a super likable team, or like root-forable team, which is sort of unfair to say about the Nuggets, because they have sort of jumped from, hey, we're really good and underappreciated, to, yeah, you guys already win, so we're not rooting for you. They sort of skipped that America's darling part, yeah, of like, hey, how about this Nuggets team that a lot of teams get? They got this sort of like, yeah, 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 we see you guys. It's okay, fine. Like, well, you already won. You're the defending champs.
Yeah, but Minnesota's entertaining.
You're right.
Denver's efficient. Like, they're methodical. They're just a really good team.
But they're super entertaining, too. I mean, they bring a certain energy to a game that is unbelievable.
But the star player doesn't. So you have Michael Porter Jr. the third. You have, you know, Gordon in there, Jamal Murray. But the star player is not exciting. He's just the best player in basketball. In a, you know, like, he's fundamentally awesome.
But he'll have these moments, though, too, where it's like he grabs a rebound and just, like, baseball passes at the length of the court to Gordon for this unbelievable dunk, and it's like, yeah, that's what they do.
Dan, you love outlet passes.
I do.
It's unreal, though. Like, you're so good.
You don't go, honey, get in here. Look at Joker in that outlet pass. What? Yes, look at that.
Yeah, but why?
Anthony Edwards, you watch and you go, oh, okay, that's something a little different. And I think that's the entertaining part of this. I don't consider Karl Anthony Towns exciting. Rudy Gobert.
Are you saying Jokic, he's too big to be entertaining? is it like a heightist?
No, I'm not a heightist, but his game is just not a highlightist. See what I did?
Yeah, you're a highlightist.
Highlightist because I worked on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
And there are players where you go, got to get him in the highlight there.
Right.
I'm a highlightist. Yes, Paul.
Because I'm a loser, I was looking at Anthony Edwards' stats this weekend. Not a big weekend. He's interesting because he doesn't just jack threes. He slashes so often. He's actually taking less threes every year in the league. 2 years ago, he was averaging 8.5 attempts, 7.3 this year, down to 6.5 threes attempted per game. He pressures them all day. He takes a hole all day, like early Derrick Rose.
Well, he's going to take it to the hoop, and then in the years after that, you're going to see him. Then he's going to be that mid-range three-point shooter. It happens. You can only go to the hoop so often. Vince Carter became one of the great three-point shooters in history, and nobody was more athletic and jumped higher than Vince Carter. But eventually, you have to come down, and it takes a toll on you. And then Vince is like, I can just shoot threes here. But, you know, watching Anthony Edwards, a lot of fun. I did watch I think people missed out on the Cavs and Magic series. And I know that's going to sound really strange. It was really entertaining. It was.
You did less this weekend than I did.
I did watch most of the game. I just had a snot bubble. I watched, and, you know, Franz Wagner crushed him. You know, he was terrible. But Paolo Banchero was awesome. Like, you forget, you know, he was at Duke for, I don't know, a weekend or something, and he is a really good player every single night, night in, night out. And but Donovan Mitchell, a dude is, you know, there's certain guys where you go, that guy can lead you to victory. And Donovan Mitchell's on that short list of players. Like, you fear Donovan Mitchell. Like, how many players do you think are feared? And maybe feared is too strong. But Anthony Edwards, you fear him. Kyrie in the fourth quarter. Like, certain guys, if I say fourth quarter, like, I'm not fearing Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum's a wonderful player, but I don't go, uh-oh, fourth quarter. Kyrie, I would. Ant-Man, Donovan Mitchell, I would. Jalen Brunson, I would. Halliburton's not there yet. Pascal Siakam. I guess you can throw Luka in there. We've seen him hit big shots, but Kyrie would make me a little more nervous there. So Donovan Mitchell, who I don't even know if he'll be there next year, but he just wanted it. He just said, they were down 17. And I go, oh my God, they're at home. And then he just took over. So there was a lot of, good basketball in that series. And then you had a game that ended on a game, a block off by Evan Mobley. So then, you know, maybe we're not, you know, caught up on Orlando and Cleveland and care about them because they're not going to win a title. But it was good basketball. All right, so we'll settle on a poll question. Pacers-Knicks game one tonight. Timberwolves-Nuggets game two. Reggie Miller in the final hour. Drew Bledsoe. America got reintroduced to Drew Bledsoe last night, and it was great because Drew Bledsoe used to be a really good quarterback. Never became an analyst. Started as a winery businessman, but he lost his job to Tom Brady. Never got it back. So he was up there slinging some jokes there Tom's way. Phone calls 877-3DP-SHOW. We'll get back to that. We'll talk about the Kentucky Derby. Ratings were up. Why? We'll have that for you coming up. And some of the best lines from the Tom Brady roast after this. Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The original light beer, 1975. Miller Lite.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah, 1975. Perfect companion for us grill masters across the United States. This past weekend, even Mother's Day, I'm treating myself while I'm treating my wife for Mother's Day. Out there cooking, and I've got my Miller Lite, my friend, right there with me. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality. You can't debate it.
I would try it.
No, you can't. Taste as great as the barbecue you're making. The beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. It tastes like a beer. Less filling. Only 96 calories. With a Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells great beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is Mystic Dan down toward the inside with the lead in the final 16. Forever Young, Sierra Leone is coming. These three coming down to the wire. it Mystic Dan, or was it Sierra Leone? Forever Young was between them, catching freedom, finish fourth, a photo finish to decide the 150th Kentucky Derby.
That's courtesy of NBC, Larry Colmus with the call. It was awesome. Golly. That's where, you know, they kind of keep their composure when they're calling the race, and then they're going around the far turn, and then and down the stretch they come, and that's when you earn your money. And he's the best in the business. So Mystic Dan won by a nose, 18-1 shot. Congratulations to Fritzy, who picked Mystic Dan on Friday. If the horse was named Mystic Timmy, you would not have picked the horse, but true, you did it as a suck-up to me. Paid $39 to win, $16 and change to place, and $10 to show. Fritzy had a $2 bet. So that's courtesy of NBC. The ratings are up for the Kentucky Derby. Now, beautiful day, and they had a record crowd of over 150,000. So that wouldn't affect the ratings. And then we were wondering, okay, how did gambling affect this? Because that's the only thing I thought is different, the number of states where you're allowed to legally bet. The Derby ratings were up 11%. Now, that's a lot. There's no special horse. You know, we know the crowd's going to be there. There's going to be some entertaining people there. Travis Kelce was there. You know, some celebrities, but these are the same people. Aaron Rodgers was there. Brady wasn't there because he was doing his roast, but you know, for the most part, you get these celebrities who go there. They love the atmosphere with the Derby, love to gamble, fly in, fly out, go to some parties. But 11%. And then we looked at the numbers, and gambling did play a pretty large role in this. Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, it looks like it's the highest rating since 89. Also, gambling was up. There's a couple different reports that the total number of dollars wagered is upwards of almost $200 million.
Yeah, it was like $211 million.
Yeah, that is also up about 10 to 11%. It matches exactly the TV rating bump.
Yeah, because, you know, you're watching the race, and I think we normally watch the race because beautiful people, beautiful horses, a beautiful atmosphere, it was great weather, and then you watch and you're able to put a bet down now. And it's easy to put a bet down now, where before, you know, you'd have to go to, you know, OTB and bet. Now you don't have to go in there. You can just bet. Bet on your phone. And then everybody's watching. And everybody's got, you know, $5, $10, $100, whatever it might be. And that's probably why the ratings were up. Now is what gets interesting. I'd like to see how the gambling numbers affect the Preakness and the Belmont. And if you do have a special horse and you're going to go, okay, Mystic Dan, we're not even sure if Mystic Dan's running in the Preakness. But as it is right now, you know, because some of these owners are like, you know, that track doesn't fit my horse. We always think, well, of course you're going to run in the Preakness, right? No, they're business people. They're like, I don't want to have my horse go into a race where they're not going to win. The track doesn't suit them, that we could wait for the Belmont. But it was a lot of fun. You know, great call down the stretch. All right, some phone calls here, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. And we'll recap, replay some of the great lines from Tom Brady's roast. Kevin Hart came out on fire, and that's the best way to do it. You got to set the tone. Family jokes, not off limit. Ex-wife, not off limit. And I was like, okay, you know, here we go. You know, it went from getting onto the horse, and then it was a gallop down the stretch, it felt like, for 3 hours. Buddha in San Francisco. Buddha, welcome back. Best and worst of the weekend.
What a pro wants. What a pro needs. Sorry, Dan. I digressed there a bit. But that little number, Dan, was in my head all last week, DP. But best of the weekend, boys. My Dodgers lighting up the Braves at home this weekend and breaking out the brooms. Hopefully a foreshadowing series sweep for the season against a very formidable opponent there against the Braves. And then, Bester, Dan, keeping it positive, watching the Cavs Magic game yesterday. I was getting ready for work, super busy, kind of random, like early game. I put it on. I had never watched Paolo Banchero before, and he was impressive, Dan. I mean, it was riveting watching the game. And Spider Mitchell was balling out in the third quarter. I mean, dude can play. He's super athletic. It was a lot of fun. like, I just was so surprised because, you know, those two teams are obviously not marquee, and it was just really, really entertaining. So it was awesome.
All right. Have a good day, Buddha. Great to hear from you. Shohei Ohtani had two home runs, one of them traveling 464 feet as they completed the three-game sweep of the Braves. Ohtani's home run, now this according to StatCast, is the third longest at Dodger Stadium since 2015. And the third longest of his career. Yeah, it's, you know, certain guys hit home runs and you're like, nah, it's gone. Other guys, you're just like, oh, it might be, it could be, it is. But when Ohtani hits him, it's gone. And had a couple of home runs there yesterday. All right, let's see. Tommy in Oregon. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan.
Hey, Tom.
I lost just by less than a foot.
A nose.
Would have been the third in a row.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, that's the worst that I lost to Fritzy, and the best is that my buddy Benny put it in a trifecta box and won a little money.
All right. Well, Tommy told us on Friday that he'd picked the last two Derby winners, and he missed out with Sierra Leone by a nose. Sean in Oregon. Hi, Sean. What's on your mind today?
Well, I got a best and a worst, and the worst was the betting favorite horse, Fierceness, showing up 15th out of 20th horses. I mean, I wonder, you know, what was the worst position a betting favorite showed up in? And I wonder, like, when you think of, like, this is like the Celtics getting bounced out of the first round. This is like the favorite car, the Daytona 500, showing up almost last. That's just a terrible look. And the best of the weekend was the NBA in general. I mean, look, we got a lot of new faces showing up. Look, we're seeing Donovan Mitchell. We get to see Brunson. I mean, we get to see Luka. And look what Kyrie did. Look how Kyrie's redeeming himself and everyone talking trash about him a couple years ago. I love to see that. And, you know, Anthony Edwards, this is gearing up for him to be the next face, like a lot of people have been wanting to talk about. Because if he wins the championship this year at age 22 and he does what he's been doing, this is going to be a great look, brother.
Yeah, I'm excited to have some of these other players in there. Shai Gilgeous, Ant-Man. You know, that's fun. But you have to have a growth and evolution with the NBA. You can't be stuck with the KD and LeBron, just some of these older stars. That you want that new blood in there. You want somebody who is going to capture the imagination where you go, I got to watch that guy. And Anthony Edwards right now is that guy. But if they would win the title, and look, that's a long way away, long way away. But if I'm picking a team to beat Denver, if I'm picking a team to go to the Western Conference Finals, go to the NBA Finals, it would be Minnesota. But I like that because they have some big men. They have some size. And if you play Denver, you better own the boards. And if they're able to run with Denver, but also they can neutralize or at least come close to it with Joker, Ant-Man's got to go off, and Carl Anthony Towns has got to be almost like the X factor there. But I do think, and that would be a pretty short run for Denver if all of a sudden it's like, Denver's the best team and they got the best player, and then all of a sudden it's like, ooh, that didn't last if Minnesota would happen to win. But we got a lot of basketball left to be played. Minnesota's favored by 5.5 coming up tonight in game two. All right, some of the lines from the roast last night. Let me see. Drew Bledsoe, who's going to join us next hour. Now, he went first, so you have Kevin Hart, and then it's Drew Bledsoe, and then Nikki Glaser, who is a professional roaster. And here's Drew Bledsoe. Drew is obviously nervous because, you know, you don't do this for a living. Kevin Hart does it for a living. Nikki Glaser does it for a living. All of a sudden, Bledsoe gets up there, and he's the leadoff man. And here was one of his lines.
Buddy, you know, you have more rings than I do, but I've experienced a couple things that you will never experience. You know, the feeling of being the number one overall draft pick in the NFL. And a 28th wedding anniversary. It was yesterday.
Wow. Wow. And he paused because the crowd was cheering, and then he paused, then he set up the line great. And it was my 28th wedding anniversary yesterday. Julian Edelman, who I thought would be the star of the night, he was on fire as well. And here's Edelman roasting his coach.
You remember when you used to yell at us? Look, the kids down at Foxborough High can make that play.
I've been waiting for this for so long.
Look, Foxborough High is the only job offer you had.
Wow. Sometimes when you add the F-bomb to it, it's either you're desperate, as Todd has proven when he went blue when his comedy routine didn't go well, or it just kind of re-emphasizes what you're getting ready to say. And Edelman is dropping some F-bombs. What was the over-under for F-bombs last night? 100? I don't know if anybody kept track, but yeah, I did think of that. And then Bill Belichick. Belichick came off well. Like his post-coaching career, he did well on the draft, and he did well last night. Had this to say about Gronk.
You know, a lot of people, you know, kind of connected me with a saying called, you know, do your job, and telling people to do their job. And Gronk. Gronk, I've been watching on Fox NFL Sunday. And I'm begging you, please, stop doing your job.
and Gronk just eats this up. You know, they roughed up Gronk, but I think Gronk's like, yeah, it's okay. It feels like when you make fun of Gronk, it's the same joke over and over. And then you had Tom Brady talking about Deflategate.
The NFL spent $20 million and found that it was more probable than not that I was generally aware that someone may have deflated my footballs. You could have just given me the $20 million and I would just told you I did it.
It's a good line. Good line. And then people are like, did Tom admit to it? I go, look, we're past that. They deflated the footballs. It never should have been that kind of investigation. And but they'd spent $20 million. Incredible. That amount of money. And I forgot it was that kind of money. Like it's a court trial with Tom Brady on deflating a football. But it was a fun night. They always go too long, but it was live. Now I'm wondering, who would you want to see? Now, or who would do it? Because if I said, could you imagine Tiger up there and everything you could say about Tiger and Michael Jordan? I mean, Brady has a little bit of baggage, but it goes in the overhead bin. Tiger is going to fill up a carousel. And then Mike, could you see Jordan up there taking that? Because you know that when it was his turn, he's firing off a few rounds up there. Yes, Marv.
For Tiger Woods, is Phil Mickelson a must?
He already said yes.
Yes. Can you get waitresses from IHOP or Denny's? Like, where do you draw the line with this?
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Who else could you see, at, you know, sports wise, that would garner this much attention? Now, I'd love to have Tiger and Mike, but I mean, why would Mike do it? Well, why would Tiger do it as well? You got to have a guy who goes, you know, I'm in on it, and I don't know what he's getting paid, but that probably is not mattering to Michael or Tiger. Yes, Eden.
Do you think that roasts should be used to solve more issues on a daily basis? Like if at the end of every school year, students got to roast a teacher, ooh, and then the teacher got to roast students, and then that's it. No, look, no, we're good. We're allowed to say whatever we need to say, and then after that, as soon as we're done here, then everything is put to bed. It's no big deal.
Okay, but if we had a roast of me, and you guys were roasting me, yeah, and let's say it was last night, and then we come in today, and I have to act like, hey, no problem, all that's good.
Right. That's right.
Nope, that ain't happening. I can't imagine Brady walking out, and Edelman's making fun of Tom's plastic surgery or Botox or whatever. Like, I'd love to know what the post-show would be like. Because, you know, when you do a roast, you have writers who will help you. And obviously, the writers helped, you know, those people who aren't professional roasters. But I can't imagine you get done, and then you go back into a green room, and you're, you know, having some beers.
Hey, Drew, yeah, those divorce jokes were really funny.
Yeah. Hey, Edelman, I love when you make fun of my plastic surgery.
Yeah, you're right. I have blown up two families to just go play football. You're right. Yeah. Okay. What?
Yes, Todd.
If Giselle and or the kids watched any of that or heard second or third hand, how does that get digested or processed?
Well, that would be what I was surprised at with Brady is the kids will eventually hear about it or see it. It's on Netflix. And, you know, they're probably still in school, so you might get some lines about your dad or, hey, I saw what they said. Social media is going to be crushing you a little bit there. That's what's tough. I mean, Tom, I think, can handle this. It's his kids and Giselle. Although the Kevin Hart said that, you know, she was taking karate lessons like 8 times a day. Like, Tom, and she's still a white belt, which was a wonderful line. That was a wonderful line. Because I kept going, okay, what do we get? Oh, boom, he got me. That was great. Tom, she's taking 8 classes a day. And she's still a white belt. And I'm like, oh, got me. That was awesome. All right, let me take a break. Got more phone calls here. Drew Bledsoe will join us coming up next hour. And Reggie Miller will stop by as well. Back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play is of the day.
Left, I got it!
We're gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Out at center ice, Pastrnak bumps it back for Lindholm. He'll navigate to the red line.
He's got Pastrnak going.
It's banked out in front. Pastrnak, the backhand. He scores! Did someone ask for some pasta? David Pastrnak, 154 into overtime, wins the series for the Bruins.
That's courtesy of the Sports Hub, Bruins Radio Network, and the misery of the Toronto Maple Leafs continues. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Meguiar's new hybrid ceramic wash and wax. You can use it in a bucket or a foam cannon. Boost protection for your car or truck. Extreme water beating technology. Next time you wash your car or truck, think of Meguiar's. Reflect your passion. The Maple Leafs are kind of like the Cleveland Indians. You can't help but root for them, but when they face the Boston Bruins, it usually doesn't go well. The Bruins have defeated the Maple Leafs in 7 consecutive postseason series. The last 4 of them in 7 games. The last time Toronto beat Boston in a playoff series, 1959.
Stat of the day, stat of the day,
bop, bop.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what
stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Speaking of Ron Burgundy, he made an appearance last night on the Tom Brady roast. So Will Ferrell is buying into Leeds United. He's buying into a soccer club. And I text him Saturday and I said, hey, road trip, Leeds. And he goes, I'm all in. He goes, it's not official yet, but I'm all in. Maybe we go to Leeds United.
Oh, my God.
So now that Ron Burgundy, Will Ferrell is a part-time owner. Now, they have a few other. Don't they have Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas and maybe one other celebrity? Russell Crowe?
They got a bunch of people that have bought in.
Yeah.
In the past, like, year or two.
Yeah. So, and then Will flies home and ends up, you know, being part of the roast. There were so many funny lines last night, though. I did like when Belichick says, the fellows invited me up here to lighten the mood tonight. I just thought it was great because it was in that Belichickian voice. Yeah, fellows invited me up here to lighten the mood. Let's see, what was the other one? Randy Moss had a couple of funny lines. But here's the thing, you know, when Moss goes, why didn't you guys cheat when I was there? Maybe we could have won a ring. But, you know, the writers, they're anonymous. They're writing these lines for people, and then we attach those lines to that person. So there's no blowback from the writers. The writers are like, this is what we do. You know, we're going to send you up there so you crush. We don't care whose feelings you hurt. I mean, Edelman had a line about Tom Brady. Let me see if I can find it. But had to do, you know, with Tom's face not moving, and he doesn't have a sense of humor. I mean, that's his buddy. I mean, I couldn't imagine all of a sudden I come in on Monday after Seton's torched me like that and made fun of me. And I'd be like, hey, what's up, Seton? Good to see you. Do you guys remember that line that Edelman had? Ben Affleck showed up there as well. Kim Kardashian. Can we move on to a different joke about Kim Kardashian? Huh? Feels like we've been stuck in, 25 years of the same joke for Kim Kardashian.
She really only pops up now at like random sporting events with her kids and is like, hey, North is like a huge fan of Messi, so we came here. Like, she just does mom stuff now.
Here's Julian Edmund. When we played together, Tom used to scream, laser focus, laser focus. Now that's what he screams at his plastic surgeon. Who's laughing now, Tom? Not you, because your face can't move and you don't have a sense of humor.
Ow.
I don't care who my friend is. I would have to harbor just a little bit of a grudge or anger there. Yeah, Paulie.
That joke is even more harsh because it's feeling very true.
Yes.
Like Tom Brady doesn't look the same as he did years ago.
He does not.
His hair, his face looks different. And so it's like, it's too true.
He's getting younger. He's Benjamin Button. He gets younger as he gets older.
I'll tell you, though, the jokes that made me cringe, and for multiple reasons, when they did a couple Aaron Hernandez jokes, including Edelman, I didn't think they were going there. I really thought maybe that would be the off-limits area, the Aaron Hernandez, because that's a much more serious thing.
I wish they wouldn't have done that because, you know, I don't care about Aaron Hernandez and his legacy, but I have to have sympathy for the families who might be watching that and, you know, what happened with one of their loved ones. And that's different. You know, Aaron Hernandez was a murderer. He was a bad guy. I mean, you can make fun of the karate teacher or, you know, Tom's Botox or something or his hair or whatever. But Aaron Hernandez, I didn't like that. They also made fun of Tom for the crypto investments. Also, his soccer team just got relegated over the weekend. Although Tom's still doing pretty well. Yes, Eden.
It is interesting that he's been able to get away so far with a 9/11 joke. Those usually don't go over very well.
Yeah, yeah. John in Chicago. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
5'10", 200 pounds.
Yeah.
I just wanted to call and suggest some other athletes, maybe like Shaq, maybe like a Tanya Harding or an A-Rod that could get roasted.
Shaq would be great. Barkley would be great. Tanya Harding is past her time. Oh, boy, I don't think A-Rod could take it.
A lot of material, though.
Yeah.
That one writes itself.
Yeah. I think if I got J-Lo up there on the dais, that would be good. Jeter. See, I don't think Jeter. Now, you have to sign up for it. So you have to be a little bit narcissistic to go, yeah, all right. I'm going to get up there and get roasted. I'm popular. And then all of a sudden, you know, those bullets are live, and you're like, damn, that hurts.
But you have to be able to look at it and be like, oh, I guess it's my turn. I've been waiting for it. I guess it's my turn now.
I like when Brady, of all the things that were said last night, he objects to Jeffrey Ross saying to Robert Kraft, do you want a massage?
Like, why is that off limits? All the things
hey,
you said.
You, don't you say that about Mr. Kraft.
Hey, come on. Don't say that about Mr. What? Why?
I would have had more massage jokes. I mean, I was okay with that. Unless you're like, you know, he's an older man and, you know, let's not pick on him.
Man. Yeah. I would have brought up a massage table for him when he came out there to go for his speaking time.
That is a sign that just the money guy always gets better treatment than the, you know, the people with the, you know, B's in front of their name. Well, they don't make fun of them too much because that's millionaires can't.
Yes, Marv.
Absolutely not. In high school, when people used to crack jokes, we used to term, you grin, you win. No, you were there, everybody, you're going to get it too. So why should he be exempt from this?
Right.
No, he shouldn't be. If I'm Nikki Glaser, I would have come out dressed as somebody who, you know, massage therapist. I would have brought a table out and say, Robert, you're next. Yeah, come on over here. Yes, Todd?
I know it's a roast and supposedly anything goes, but if you subscribe to the belief that there's some truth with every bit of kidding, how could you not think like, wow, they really think this way about me at some points in some of those mean jokes?
You could never be roasted.
That would be very tough.
No, you could never
Mark be. Has to walk away thinking, wow, they really think I'm that stupid? Yeah. How could he not think that?
Drew Bledsoe will join us coming up next. Reggie Miller in the final hour. It's Monday edition.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.